Taking the defensive end production as a whole, the numbers don't always tell the whole story. Do you guys feel like you have been, played at the level you needed to play at this year?
I mean, obviously the numbers, are down a little bit this year from, last year or whatever. But our D tackles are playing well. I mean, their numbers are up. So, production-wise, obviously, it's not as high as we would want it to be. But I don't blame it on the scheme or anything like that.
Frustration about just not forcing the turnovers, eh? I mean, that's where the ball bounces sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, last year, we're getting sack fumbles and all that stuff. We're actually getting them, though, when we caused them, This year, we just weren't lucky enough to get them this year, I guess.
Is that something that's correctable or you can change, or is it just going
to... I mean, you got to continue to just try to keep trying to force fumbles, and hopefully the ball bounces your way, I think causing them is the first step, and then getting them is the second step. So I just think we just got to keep trying to get turnovers somehow.
How does it affect the defensive line as well? There's so many injuries at defensive tackle. Like Hill's, I don't know if he's playing, fairly well.
How does it affect the DNs?
Yeah, I mean.
It affects us a little as far as for, just knowing that you have a new guy next to you. So you got to kind of, I guess you got to definitely be more disciplined, in a sense, because like me playing next to Sue, I kind of know how he plays a little bit, so I could play off of him and vice versa, whatever. So, it goes for the other ends also, and not having the same guy there kind of, just more communication is probably needed, more so than anything.